The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look back on some of the historic events that happened on this date, the 21st of August. Well, in 1831, a significant slave uprising began in Southampton County in Virginia in the United States. Over 50 people were killed before the revolt was crushed, and it led to increased tensions and stricter laws in the American South. On the 21st of August 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen by a Louvre employee. It was recovered 2 years later in Italy. And on this day in 1959, the United States welcomed a new state with President Dwight D. Eisenhower issuing the order for the 50-star flag.
It's made official at the White House. President Eisenhower congratulates the new congressional representatives of Hawaii before the simple ceremonies that remake the geography of the United States, adding the 50th and southernmost state with a land area of 6,500 miles and a population of 600,000. During the multiple pen signing, the president is flanked by Vice President Nixon and Speaker of the House, Sam Rayburn. Hawaii's half-century-old request for statehood is granted.
Today in 1961, Jomo Kenyatta, leader of the Kenyan independence movement, was released by British authorities after nearly 9 years of imprisonment. And 2 years later, when Kenya achieved independence, Kenyatta became prime minister. On the same day in 1961, Tamla Records released the Marvelettes' first single, Please, Mr. Postman. Well, that song went on to sell over 1 million copies and was later covered by the Beatles. On this day in 1968, Russia brought winter to the Prague Spring in a massive military clampdown in Czechoslovakia.
The invasion began overnight from August the 20th to the 21st. Hundreds of thousands of Soviet troops, supported by other Warsaw Pact forces, crossed the borders. The Czechoslovak leadership ordered that there be no resistance. But some civilians were too outraged to listen. The biggest confrontation was at the main state radio station in Prague. Dozens of civilians were killed and resistance collapsed. In the aftermath of the invasion, Dubček was ousted and a hardline regime installed that reversed the reforms of the Prague Spring.
On this day in 1970, the Social Democratic and Labour Party, the SDLP, was established. Six Stormont MPs joined to form the new party, with Jerry Fitt chosen as the leader and John Hume appointed deputy. On this day in 1982, Bono married Ali at All Saints Church in Rohini, with U2 bassist Adam Clayton as his best man.
I have a wife, a very beautiful wife. She's in the audience.
Where is she?
This is Ali.
Let us see. Hello, Ali. Which is Ali? Introduce her to us. Which one?
This is Ali.
In the blue?
Yes, she was Ali Stewart. She's now Ali Houston. She's
in
the mustard.
Houston, I beg your pardon.
You can tell she's my wife because the microphone's just over her head.
Well, you see, I didn't know. Ali, how do you do, Ali?
And we're neighbours of yours.
Welcome to the Late Late Show. Yes, are you just...
We're living in Sutton, and you haven't asked us to tea yet.
Down in the borough.
Well, happy anniversary to Bono and Ali. On the very same day, Survivor's album called The Eye of the Tiger reached number one on the Billboard 200 chart. And this day in 1986, over 1,500 people were found mysteriously dead in Cameroon in West Africa.
It remains very, very fresh in my mind. It was completely invisible. We could only know there was danger when you saw birds falling down and dying. The animals dying around. You couldn't see clearly.
In the village of Neos, only 6 out of a population of 800 survive. Other nearby villages also suffer huge casualties. In just a few hours, nearly 2,000 people have been killed. And no one knows why.
It was later revealed that a rare natural disaster had caused a cloud of lethal gas to erupt from Lake Neos. On the 21st of August 1987, Dirty Dancing was released to US audiences. It focused on the romance between Baby and Johnny and star Jennifer Grey and the late Patrick Swayze.
I hate the title Dirty Dancing. Absolutely hate it. A studio does test marketing things and it tested well. But I'd like to know where they tested it. You know, they definitely didn't test it in Middle America or the Bible Belt. But dirty dancing is specific too, from the writer's point of view. That's what they called this type of dancing when it started moving out of partner dancing into more of a freedom of expression in your movement. It's really, dirty dancing is not what it sounds like, mom and dad out there. It's not a terrible movie. It's rated PG-13. It's a great film for kids and the family. It does definitely have some heat to it and some passion, but it's more of an innocent passion of two kids trying to find out who they are in life and where they're going to go and not allowing themselves somehow to be restricted by society or standards, social standards, and find out who they are and make their dreams come true.
The late Patrick Swayze. It went on to become one of the highest grossing films of that year and a cult classic. On this day in 1991, Latvia gained its independence from the Soviet Union. On this day in 2006, the trial of Saddam Hussein began. The former Iraqi leader faced charges alongside six others for their role in the Anfal campaign.
Chemical Ali's forces are accused of attacking villages with mustard gas and nerve gas on at least 40 occasions. This was the Anfal campaign. Anfal means spoils of war, and it's a chapter in the Quran about defeating God's enemies. From February to September 1988, eight military operations attacked areas where guerrillas fighting for Kurdish independence were strongest. The campaign was led by Saddam's cousin, Ali Hassan al-Majid. Thousands of Kurds died in their villages, thousands more in prison camps far away from Kurdistan, buried in mass graves only uncovered after Saddam was overthrown in 2003.
And later on that year, Saddam Hussein was convicted and sentenced to death for a separate case. On this day in 2011, it marked Kim Kardashian's first day of marriage to Chris Humphries. They would get divorced 71 days later. On this day in 2020, Full House actress Lori Loughlin was sentenced to 2 months in jail, just hours after her fashion designer husband, Mossimo Giannulli, got 5 months. They were convicted on conspiracy and fraud charges for the role that they had played in the college admissions scandal to get their two daughters into college.
The scandal ensnaring actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, who, along with dozens of other wealthy parents, are accused of breaking the law so their kids could get ahead.
The FBI uncovered what we believe is a rigged system, robbing students all over the country of their right at a fair shot to getting into some of the most elite universities in this country.
The elaborate scheme allegedly involved fake athletic credentials, photoshopping pictures, cheating on standardized tests, and some parents spending upwards of $6 million in bribes. Huffman and Loughlin, just two of 33 parents facing felony charges after allegedly doing whatever it takes to get their kids into top schools like Yale, Wake Forest, Georgetown, and the University of Southern California.
Birthdays today include Count Basie, the legendary bandleader in 1904, Kenny Rogers in 1938, Joe Strummer of The Clash in 1952, actor Kim Cattrall in 1956, and Usain Bolt in 1986. And this day in 1961 also marks the release of a smash hit for Patsy Cline.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.